Attorney General or chaperone? This is Dave Ross on the CBS Radio Network. Senator Jeff Sessions, Donald Trump's nominee for Attorney General, seems to have survived his confirmation hearing. Democrats did try to embarrass him, at one point questioning an award he accepted from a conservative group that takes a hard line on immigration, but he was unapologetic.
Ronald Reagan, Dick Cheney, Joe Lieberman also have received that award from that institution.
And then Senator Lindsey Graham jumped in.
I too received the Annie Taylor Award. Yeah, I got the award. I went to the dinner and Chris Matthews interviewed me. I'll do almost anything for a free dinner.
And that was that. Sessions went on to assure the senators that he would oppose any attempt by his boss to ban Muslim immigration, and also said that as much as his boss loves waterboarding...
They said, what do you think about waterboarding? I said, I like it a lot, and I don't think it's tough enough.
As Attorney General, he would consider it absolutely illegal. In fact, some answers were so un-Trump-like, it made me wonder if Trump had actually read the guy's resume. And then it hit me. Maybe this is how Trump protects himself from going too far. He nominates a chaperone for Attorney General. Think about it. He probably realizes by now that following through on repealing Obamacare would leave millions without insurance, and that rounding up illegal workers would mean defaults on home mortgages and kill a lot of small businesses. And so being able to say, I tried my best, folks, but my attorney general says we can't do those things, could come in very handy. Now this is Dave Ross on the CBS Radio Network.